أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين، أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brief topic today is on Taghut. Taghut literally means anyone who exceeds his legitimate limits. In the terminology of the Holy Quran, however, it refers to the creature who exceeds the limits of his creatureliness and arrogates to himself Godhead and Lordship. There are three stages of a person's transgression and rebellion against God. The first stage is that one acknowledges in principle that obedience to God is right, but disregards it in practice. This is fisq, transgression. The second stage is that one not only disobeys, but also rejects obedience in principle to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus either refuses to become the subject of anyone at all, or adopts someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the object of service and devotion. This is kufr, infidelity. The third stage is that one not only rebels against one's Lord, but also imposes one's own will in disregard of the will of God, on God's world, and on God's creatures. Anyone who reaches such a point is termed taghut, and no one can be a true believer in God unless the authority of such a taghut, evil one, is rejected. By turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a man is subject not to the tyranny of one, but to the tyranny of many tawaghit, evil ones. One of these is Satan, who throws up new temptations and allurements. Another potential taghut, transgressor, is man's own animal self, which seeks to subjugate him to his appetites and desires. There are many more taghut in the world outside oneself. One's wife or husband and children, one's relatives, one's family, one's community, one's friends and acquaintances, one's social environment and people, leaders and guides, government and rulers are all potential taghut, each one of whom may seek to have his purposes served. Man remains subjected to these innumerable masters throughout his life, not knowing precisely whom he should please and whose displeasure he should avoid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, La ikrah fid din, qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghay, faman yakfur bit-taghuti wa yu'min billahi faqad istamsaka bil-urwati al-wuthqa, la infisama laha, wallahu samiyun alim. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 256. There is no compulsion and coercion in regard to religion. The right has been made distinct from the wrong. Now whoever rejects taghut and believes in Allah has taken a firm sport that never gives way. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim. ونفعني وإياكم بآياته والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم.